Good morning and welcome to Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. Well, is summer here? Well, at least it's warmer and a few fewer rains. Maybe we'll wait and see on that one. But I do want to talk to you about your dog in summer. We always want to remember that when summer rolls around, the dogs that are outside really do suffer if we don't take good care of them. So we always need to make sure they have plenty of water. My wife suggested that you change the water at least twice a day, preferably three times. That's her thought on the subject. The other thing is, they need to have some shade and they need to have some moving air. Now, if you don't have a breeze, then you need to create some moving air because it does make a giant difference. Remember that dogs cool by panting. And if you go out and you see your dog and his tongue is whiter than his mouth, he's really hot and you need to do something else. You need to get him in a cooler spot than he is in. The hotter they are, the whiter their tongue. I swear to goodness, that's pretty correct. When you're using canned food or if you're wetting your food outside, remember that it's a magnet for flies. Flies, of course, lay eggs, and if you don't change that, you get maggots within 24 hours. Make sure that your food is always, always fresh. Also, if you're using particularly canned food, you leave it out there for 12 hours. It's kind of like leaving the mayonnaise sitting out with your apple salad in the summertime. Don't do that. It can make your dog sick. So unless you want some diarrhea or some really strange stuff in your dog's stool, probably ought to watch what you're feeding. Dogs with heavy hair coats. I've heard people say, well, you don't dare take the hair off from them because they're cooler with their hair on. I have a really difficult time with that because if I put my coat on in the summertime and walk outside, I'm hotter than if I didn't have my coat on. So I have trouble with that. Now, you don't have to shave your dog down to the skin. And actually, that's probably not a good idea because they'll sunburn if they're light-skinned. But I do think you need to take some of the hair off. Make sure that you've got all that old dead hair out of them. Do a lot of combing, do a lot of brushing, and clipping if you have to. I don't think there's a thing wrong with that. One more thing you want to remember about hair. Black dogs absorb all the radiant energy from the sun. White dogs reflect it. So if you have a dark-colored dog, and believe me, there's a lot of Labrador cross dogs in this town, be sure that they have a nice cool place because they're going to absorb more solar heat than is a dog that is white or lighter colored. The other thing I see in the summertime, sometimes even in the winter, is people riding around with their windows down and their dog hanging halfway out the window. Now, that's really good for my business, but it's really not too good for your dog. What happens if your dog sees another dog outside? He goes to jump out. What if you see a squirrel or a cat in the street and you swerve all at once and your dog has got his front feet on your mirror and all at once he's on the ground? One of the things I see, too, that is extremely dangerous is that people have their dogs on their laps when they're driving. Now, in the state of Iowa, it is illegal to have a child on your lap when you drive. It really should be illegal to have a dog on your lap because it does distract you. I don't care. One of the things that I did here not very long ago, I decided I would start counting. And I counted people who had a dog on their lap, and I followed them until they turned. Now, I only saw seven of them, but six out of the seven didn't use their turn signal when they turned. Now, was that because they never use their turn signals? We've had them on cars since 1955, I believe, and so everybody should know where they are. Or did they not turn it because they were distracted by their dog? In either case, it's a dangerous thing to do. Don't forget to use your turn signals. That's a bugaboo of mine. One of the things, too, that I think you have to be careful of is if you're in an accident of any kind and your dog is loose in the car, your dog becomes a bullet. It becomes a missile going through your car. You will probably kill your dog if you're in a serious accident unless he's seatbelted in. They do have seatbelts for dogs. They integrate into the seatbelt system of your car, just like a car seat does. They also have dog harnesses that you can put onto your dog to hold them in place. In my opinion, dogs should be riding in the back seat with the window at a point where they can't get their body out the window. It's always important, and you need to watch for those things, believe me. One of the other things we have to remember, of course, in summertime is fleas and ticks. And believe me, the fleas have shown up. So get ready for that. Get your front line. It is going. One little quick thing that I want to throw out here is those of you who jog with your dogs. Remember that for every 32, 33, 38-inch step that you take, your little chihuahua has to take about 150 steps. It's not quite that bad, but you get the idea. Dachshunds are the worst. So if you're going to run with your dog, make sure your dog is not overheating, getting too hot, or using too much energy to keep up with you. So you either need to walk or at least pay attention to your dogs. But right now, let's call that good. I've got some other things we're going to bring up and probably going to talk about those next week about what's going on in the summertime. But right now, remember, this is Dr. Keith Leonard from the Atlantic Animal Health Center. Our address is 1008 West 6th Street in Atlantic, Iowa, and our telephone number is always 243-2121.